Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm your host, Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to be talking about how you can generate more blog post topics.
Sure. So the quickest way you can generate more ideas or topics to blog on is just use a tool called BuzzSumo. We've mentioned it many times. You go there, you type in keywords within your industry, and it'll tell you all the popular stuff. Now, once they give you a list, you don't want to just go and copy that exact blog post, the headline, and write something similar. You want to write something that's better. It goes back to a tactic that Brian Dean calls a skyscraper technique. And what he discusses, if someone wrote an article that's really popular in your industry, such as 10 ways to get your dog to lose weight, he would create an article that's like on 101 creative ways to get your dog to lose weight, right? And I know that's a weird topic, but that's all that came to mind. When you create something like that, it's so much more thorough and detailed that not only will it do well, but other people will be less likely to copy you because they're like, wow, 101 ways? I don't want to create a blog post related to this. It would be too much work to create something that's on 200 ways, right? But that tactic works extremely well, and you can use BuzzSumo to just tell you what's hot and what's not within your industry, and it just breaks it down purely based on social shares, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, etc. And you can select which social sites matter to you, because if you know your audience mainly is on Facebook, then you can just look at the Facebook count and be like, all right, which headlines and blog post topic ideas did the best on Facebook?
Yeah, and what I really like to do, I mean, let's just say, you know, let's go on the 101 ideas or whatever that Neil was just talking about. In that post itself, because it's 101, it can't go in depth on every single point. So what I like to do is I like to look at posts that are, you know, fairly new. Let's say somebody's talking about a brand new topic around Facebook Live, or, you know, some brand new platform or whatever. Or let's just talk about Instagram stories. And, you know, there's all these subheaders out there. What I like to do is I like to take these subheaders and create brand new topics from them. You know, I like to go in depth, right? Because, you know, we talk about having to, you know, the benefit of writing long form content and what it can do for, you know, your brand and, you know, your search traffic overall. So I like to, you know, come up with topics there. You know, if you look at Neil's post over there, of the 101, maybe there's 20 in there that I really like. Well, boom, there's 20 topic ideas right there to go off of and build off of.
The other thing that you need to do when you're trying to come up with these ideas is look for what's hot. See, the problem with blogging right now is it's been around for so long. There's content almost everything out there under the sun. So you don't want to just write content that is just copying someone else. What I love doing is using Google Trends. You can, again, type in keywords or see what's hot within your space. You can also do the same thing with Google News. You can see what's hot and what everyone's talking about. And you can start crafting content around that. In essence, you would be blogging about new things that people haven't read. You're not regurgitating old information. And that's the key, because if you write content, it's not just about cranking out blog posts so you can hit a number like, oh, I want to publish 2 blog posts this week. It's about writing content that educates, provides value, helps people, and is popular. So then that way you're attracting more people back to your site and you can convert them into visitors or sales.
What I really like doing is making use of the search feature on your website. And keep in mind, you can also hook in the search feature on your website with Google Analytics. And from there, I mean, if you just search for Google Analytics on-site search feature or in-site search feature, you should be able to find instructions to do that. But from there, you're able to take a look at what people are searching for on your website. If you see people searching for the same thing over and over for a period of time, let's just say for 3 months, that's probably a good indicator that you should write something on it if you haven't created something around it yet. So making use of the internal search feature is something that not a lot of people talk about. It's not sexy, but hey, it's another way for you to find out what the true demand is. And also using tools like Hotjar to survey people, and also running, you know, periodic surveys using SurveyMonkey as well, can help you get there. And just think about it. I mean, you have an audience already. People are reading your stuff and they're giving you the feedback. Why not use that feedback to really, you know, harness the power of your audience?
If you don't have an audience that you can survey, but you have competitors who've been out there for a while, go to neilpatel.com, in the footer, click on tools, type in your competitors' URLs, you'll see a report that loads up. On that report, click on content marketing. It breaks down the most popular topics, blog topics, that your competition has written on. And you can do this for all your competitors. The beautiful part about this is not only is it free, but you now know what's hot in your industry and what's not. Again, you shouldn't be doing this just to copy your competition, but you should be doing this as a rule of thumb to see what you should be blogging on. And my favorite aspect about the tool is I actually love sorting it by the content that's the least popular. And I look for trends with all my competition and I see, all right, what is the least popular post that all of my competition have written on? And then I make notes on that. So then when I'm coming up with my own blog post ideas, I make sure that I avoid anything that's related to all the failures that my competition has written on. So that way I'm not wasting time writing blog posts that'll be duds.
I really like setting up alerts, so you can use Google Alerts. BuzzSumo has an alerting feature too, showing when let's just say a competitor or a site that I really like has new articles coming out. So for example, you know, I have an alert for a copy blogger or for Marketing Line. For Marketing Line, I see 13 new articles that pop up generally a day, so they're writing a lot. Copy blogger might have, you know, one or two new articles a day. I like following, Convince and Convert as well. You know, that's a content marketing blog, but it's going to show you kind of what they're talking about, what the trends are over time. And from there, you know, like Neil mentioned, you don't need to exactly copy what's going on, but you should be looking at what elements that really resonate with you. What do you think will resonate with your audience? And by doing that, you know, you're kind of blending things together. You're not exactly copying. You know, people think taking elements from different areas is copying. If you look at all the things around you, at the end of the day, everything is being copied, right? So you don't need to think of it that way. That kind of, you know, prevents you from actually getting things done. That has been a blocker for me in the past, but that's for another subject. I mean, Neil, looks like you have something to say here. What would you like to add?
Sure. Just like how Eric mentioned that you should also look into your analytics, you should figure out what posts in your analytics have done well and create similar ones. So I'm going to give you an example on this. On neilpatel.com, I created a post over a year ago called Online Marketing Made Simple, a Step-by-Step Guide. And it did extremely well. I didn't know if it was going to do well. I didn't know if it wasn't. I just created that post. I liked the headline and I released it. Just like you, you're going to blog and some of your posts are going to do extremely well. Sometimes you won't expect them. The ones that you didn't expect to do well and the ones that you thought would be doing amazing sometimes failed, right? So the ones that did really well, like the online marketing one, I started playing off of it and I created a series. So after I did Online Marketing Made Simple, a step-by-step guide, I then did Digital Marketing Made Simple, a step-by-step guide. I then did Google AdWords Made Simple, a step-by-step guide. Facebook Advertising Made Simple, a step-by-step guide. You can see the trend, right? I did the same thing with remarketing, affiliate marketing, marketing automation, etc. They all did extremely well. So if you have a post title that did really well, create similar type of articles on a different topic that's still related to the main core business or the industry you're in.
And this tactic I've shared in the past, I mean, you do want to use tools like Nuzzle and Pocket, Feedly, you know, or Feedly and Nuzzle. These two tools will help you kind of, you know, save the articles that you want to read for later. But keep in mind, because these articles, they're actually getting you to stop in your tracks and take an action, they are important because these are things that resonate with you. So using a tool like, you know, those, I mean, you're able to have an inventory of headlines available for you, topic ideas. What I will also say is because, you know, when you look at these, when I'm reading something like Pocket over time, I'm going to come up with different ideas. You want to make sure whenever you're coming up with new ideas, the thing is you're probably going to forget them later. So you want to strike while the iron's hot. So I like to pull out my Evernote either on my phone or on my laptop computer. I'll go to my notebook section and I'll say blog post ideas. And I'm going to write into ideas for different headlines that I have over time, or I might email myself later just to make sure that I'm not going to forget these headlines, because it's so easy with so much stuff going on during the day to forget these headlines. You do want to have an inventory for them.
And no matter what industry you're in, people have questions. For example, if you're in the marketing industry like I am and Eric is, people may ask questions like, what's the simplest way to get more traffic to your website? If you're in the pet industry, people have questions like, my dog's overweight, what should I do next, right? Go to Quora.com and you'll find a lot of questions within your field, and you can see based on votes what's popular. One that was trending the last few days because Olympics were this year in 2016. It was about Olympics and how hard is it to become an Olympian and get an Olympic medal. You can take these questions within your industry and write a blog post around that question. And what you'll find is after 6 months to a year, that post around that question will rank really high and it'll start bringing in long tail traffic for the long haul.
All right, that's it for today's episode of Marketing School. We hope you enjoyed it and we'll see you in tomorrow's.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.